And there, where in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And though the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men.
Our greatest need. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a Saviour.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. The mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her of the Holy Ghost.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and though the star which they departed saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Very good. Well done. Thanks. Ellie came out on top. Now, what's inside the cracker?
Nothing else.
Right. What do we see?
Very
good. What do we see? What else is inside it? I think there's a party hat. And you can keep that. And there's a joke in here. Right. Now, let's listen to this joke. What do you call a penguin in the Sahara Desert? Lost. That was a good joke, even though they didn't laugh. Right, thanks very much. Oh, there's another cracker in here. I need somebody else to pull the other cracker. Two more people. Right, Tori, you come up, and Robert. You ready? Oh, there's no bang. Right, no one. See if, right. Do you want to read out the joke, Robert? Nice and loud so that everybody can hear.
Which carol do mums love best?
Which carol do mums love best?
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Very good. Thank you very much. Well done. And you can keep the hat too. We have just heard two jokes. Do you know what's really sad? There are people who make a joke about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's people who joke about the Bible.
The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 22, and this is what it says. Listen to these words. They made light of it. They made light of it. There's a lot of people today in our world who make light of the Lord Jesus and the gospel. And if you go to them and you tell them, Jesus made you and Jesus was born in the manger and Jesus was perfect and Jesus died for you and he rose again for you, they'll laugh at you and they'll make a joke of it. You know, that's so sad. The Bible actually tells us about a man in the Old Testament. His name was Lot. And Lot tried to tell people that they needed to escape from God's judgment. But the Bible says that he seemed as one that mocked. It was just as if Lot was telling a big joke. Well, I want to tell you today and the grown-ups that the gospel is no joke. What we're telling you today is real. What we're telling you about children today is fact. These things that you're hearing about today, they really happen. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ did make this universe. He is the creator. The Lord Jesus did come to Bethlehem 2011 years ago, and he did live a perfect life, and he did die on the cross and shed his blood for your sins and the sins of the grown-ups, and he did really rise again from the dead, and he went back to heaven. It's real. It's not a joke. It's not a fairy story. I hope that you'll not treat it like a joke. I hope you'll not make a joke of it. I hope that none of the grown-ups are going to make a joke of it. Oh, that we would all realize today that the gospel is a true message. And oh, that every one of us today would believe on the Savior, that would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what else have we in here? We've got a couple of things in here, so who hasn't been upright? Gemma. What's that? A bottle of Coke. Thank you. Would you just stand there and look nice and hold that Coke bottle there? You see, whenever we think of Christmas time, we think of Coca-Cola, isn't that right? Coca-Cola is something that people like to drink at Christmas time. And I'm sure that you've, children and young people, I'm sure you've seen the advert on the TV, you know, the big Coca-Cola lorry. And you see, there used to be a phrase associated with Coca-Cola, and this is it. Can't beat the real thing. You can't beat the real thing. Do you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ is the real thing. But I wonder, have you got the real thing today? Or have you just got religion? Are you just trying to be good? Or as people say, good living? If that's what you're doing, if you're just trying to be good living, then you haven't got the real thing. But if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have the real thing, just like the Coca-Cola is the real thing. You see, Coca-Cola is unique. You could buy another cola and it wouldn't taste the same. There's something special about Coca-Cola. Whenever you taste it, there's just something different about it. Different from all other brands of cola. Do you know what? There's something different about Jesus Christ. There's nothing, there's no one can compare with him. So don't settle for anything less this Christmas than the real thing. Thank you very much, Gemma. You can sit down. Okay. You're not allowed to drink until afterward. Now, there's one thing left in Santa's sack. Right. Who did we have? We better get a boy. Right, Reese. One ahead. Now, see if you can get that there. What is that? Oh, more chocolates. Good boy. Now, do you want to stand up and show Mummy and Daddy what you've got and show all the big people what you've got? Very good. Heroes. Here's a box of chocolates called Heroes. You just hold it there for a wee minute. Good boy. Heroes. We all love heroes. Who's your hero? Does anybody want to tell me who your hero is? Who's your hero?
Jesus.
That's a good answer. Did you hear that? Jesus. He's my hero too. Anybody else want to tell me who their hero is? Who's your hero?
Me.
Susanna? Jesus. Good. Anybody else? David?
Me. Gemma.
Gemma's your hero. You're in her good books now. Mums and dads, children and young people, I want to tell you today that Jesus is my hero. He's Ellie's hero and Susanna's hero. Wonder, is he your hero? You see, the Bible tells us that the Lord, about the wise men, Matthew chapter 2, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Jesus was the hero of the wise men. Now, we're not being cheeky when we say that, when we talk about Jesus being our hero. We're not being flippant. We really mean it. The Lord Jesus was the hero of the wise men. That's why they fell down before him. They loved him. They didn't fall down before Mary. Mary wasn't their hero. They fell down before Jesus. They fell right down on the ground in front of him because they loved him, because he was their hero. Do you know why he's my hero? Because he came from heaven to Bethlehem's manger all because of me. He did it all for me. And here's the good news for you. He did it for you too. He did it for us all. He came into this world to die, to save us from our sins. Yes, Jesus is my hero. I wonder, is he your hero too? Thank you very much, Rhys. You can go down and hold those chocolates. Okay, let's just talk to God in prayer, please. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the center of Christmas. Lord, we just pray that each one of the children will come to know him. And Lord, reverently we do say, O Lord, may he be their hero. We pray that they would seek him and live for him. How we thank thee that he came to save us from our sins. How we praise thee for sending to us our greatest need, a Savior. Lord, bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.